What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is part 3 of driving from Las Vegas to Los Angeles. And I'm showing you that the temperature will drop over 40 degrees just by traveling from Vegas to Santa Monica, where I stay at, out in Los Angeles. So, if you guys been watching the previous two videos, when I left Las Vegas, I left Las Vegas at 3 o'clock. It was 99 degrees in Las Vegas. And then after Vegas, when I entered California, I passed by Baker, California, where it was 105 degrees around 4:30. So now, guys, we are officially 100 miles away from Santa Monica. So as you guys can see, it's 88 degrees at almost 6 in the evening. When we get to Santa Monica, God willing, in about 2 hours, this temperature is going to go down from 88 down to like 58. When I'm passing by Pasadena or something, I may do video number 4 out of 5, but I just want to show you guys that here in the Western Sahara, driving just a couple of miles can actually make a big ass difference, you know, because the reason why places like Victorville and Las Vegas, the reason why they are so hot, it's because they are literally in the middle of the Mojave Desert. And there's a Victorville, Victorville over here, Victorville over there, you know. There's actually snow on the mountains. I don't think you guys can see it because of the smog, but there's snow up in the mountains over there. That might be Mount Baldy or something. I might go up to Mount Baldy, man, or Big Bear. I would love to see some snow, even though it's end of May. I think there's some snow around here somewhere I can go see with the car. But yeah, the reason why, you know, in Florida, because Florida is such flat land, you know, to get a difference in weather in Florida, you literally have to leave the state and just keep on driving north, you know. Here you can drive 20, 30 miles or even less than 20 miles and the temperature would soar 20 plus degrees, you know. One of these days, guys, when I go up the 405 from Santa Monica, you will watch the temperature in real time go up from like 60 degrees to like upper mid 80 degrees in less than 20 minutes. And the reason why here in the Western Sahara, temperatures can have a huge variation simply by traveling a couple hours, it's because of the mountain ranges, okay? We got mountains over there, we got mountains over there, we got mountains over there. So what happens is that, and I actually did some research about this, what happens is that when you are in the middle of a valley, like Death Valley, or San Fernando Valley, or the Mojave Valley, which Las Vegas is in, what ends up happening is that the mountains, they block rainfall from coming over, because the mountains could be as high as 12,000 feet. So when you don't get any rain in your valley, what ends up happening is that the soil, I'm not a scientist, so I can't explain this right, but if you do not have moisture coming into your area and you end up having like literally desert soil, that makes your area very, very hot. So this is why here in Victorville, it's 87, 88 degrees, and 100 miles from, less than 100 miles from now, it will be like 58 degrees. You know, same thing in Pasadena, same thing in San Fernando. So like I said, guys, I'm gonna show you a video. I'm probably gonna take one more video when I'm like 20 miles away from Santa Monica. And again, you guys can take a look. Take a look at the odometer, right? When I left Las Vegas, the odometer was on, I forgot what was the number. You can go look at the video. But yeah, man, we've been traveling for like 3 hours up until now, almost 3 hours. Let's see, how far did we go from Vegas? Okay. Damn it, I need to spit. Thank God for napkins. So we traveled about 188 miles since Vegas. So the temperature from Vegas went from 99 up to 105 about 100 miles ago, and now it's down to 87 degrees, and it's probably gonna stay like this, guys, up until when we get close to Santa Monica. And like I said, when we are like 20 miles away from Santa Monica, I'm gonna show you the temperature starting to drop. It will get down to low 60s or upper 50s by the time we hit Santa Monica in about almost 2 hours. You know, this is for all of you guys who live in a place like Florida where you have to drive literally 500-600 miles for the temperature to go down a point or two. You know, you can drive across Florida. You can go from like Key West all over Florida, and the temperature would literally be the same. It may change like a degree or two at the most, but you're not gonna have wild changes where the temperature would change, you know, 5, 10, 15 degrees, unless you like go well into Georgia or even Tennessee. So, but here in California, because of the mountain ranges, something obviously we don't have in Florida, the temperature can change by 20 degrees simply by going into a mountain range, going into a valley surrounded by mountains, which obviously you guys can see. Anyway, guys, I'll talk to you when I'm like 20 miles away from Santa Monica. All right, talk to you later. Peace.